The Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment Company has reached a merger agreement with primary stockholder Stuart Lichter to take the company private. According to the repository, the agreement announced today was recommended by a special committee and approved by the company's board of directors. The merger is subject to closing conditions and approval by a majority of stockholders. Under the agreement, HOFV Holdings LLC would pay 90 cents per share for all outstanding shares of common stock not currently owned by Lichter or his affiliates. Stock was trading at 71 cents per share this morning. The company announced it entered a letter of intent to establish a new lease with the owner of the water park property. The owner terminated the lease in October. The Ohio Supreme Court has denied additional workers' compensation for the widow of a Timken Steel plant employee who died from nitrogen asphyxiation. The court said Wednesday the Industrial Commission of Ohio did not abuse its discretion in rejecting an additional award to the widow of Kenneth Ray. He died in 2016 at a Timken Steel facility in Canton. Ray's widow sought an award beyond death benefits, claiming the company failed to comply with safety regulations. Ray was inspecting fire extinguishers in an elevator control room when the room's air handling unit malfunctioned and released nitrogen gas. The Industrial Commission denied his widow's application, saying safety requirements did not apply to his accident. Breeze Airways will offer service to six new destinations from Akron-Canton Airport. The carrier announced Wednesday five nonstop flights and a one-stop breeze through to Florida and North Carolina. Destinations are Daytona Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Jacksonville, Key West, West Palm Beach, and Wilmington. Service scheduled to begin this fall. The news comes weeks ahead of Breeze's new crew base opening at CAK. It's expected to bring more than 60 pilots, flight attendants, and maintenance jobs to the area over the next 3 years. Stark County commissioners have awarded a contract for a road resurfacing project scheduled to begin this summer. Dalton-based North Star Asphalt received the agreement for the $2.5 million worth of hot mix asphalt work. Nearly 15 miles of county roads will be resurfaced. They include Orchard View Drive southeast in Canton Township from Route 43 to Trump Avenue, Paris Avenue from Route 62 to Columbus Road in Nemechillen Township, and Whipple Avenue Southwest from Navarre Road to Southwest Street in Perry Township. The county's motor vehicle fund will cover the cost. A roundabout coming to the Navarre area. County commissioners approved an agreement with Akron-based environmental design group Wednesday. They will perform design work for a roundabout at Fole Street and Kemmery Avenue Southwest at the border of Bethlehem and Perry Townships. Cost not exceed $270,000. A Beloit man has pleaded not guilty to federal charges related to an indictment in a child sex abuse case. 34-year-old Daniel Nutt charged with receipt and distribution of visual depictions of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct and possession of child pornography. The indictment states he received or distributed computer files containing visual depictions of children engaged in sexually explicit conduct from February to December of last year. Nutt allegedly was found with a phone containing material that included a 12-year-old. Youngstown police say a man was stabbed downtown Tuesday morning. Officers responded to the Western Reserve Transit Authority station on West Federal Street. They found the victim walking nearby at Commerce Street with a stab wound to his shoulder. He said he'd been stabbed by a man on a bicycle who had also taken his bag. Security footage showed the victim hit the man on the bike first and confront him again. The other man tried to get away twice before the stabbing and did not have a bag. The victim was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. The man on the bike was found downtown and questioned, but released after police determined he was not the aggressor. A 16-year-old was found with a gun in Youngstown Tuesday evening. WKBN-TV reports police stopped a vehicle for excessive window tint at Southern Boulevard and East Avondale Avenue. After being asked multiple times, the teen driver told officers he had a gun on his hip. A loaded 9mm handgun was seized. The boy was taken to the Mahoning County Juvenile Justice Center on account of improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle. It was the third arrest on the south side in the past week in which a juvenile was found with weapons. Woman has settled an excessive force lawsuit against Brookfield Township Police. A joint dismissal filed in federal court states Jennifer Miller of Brookfield and the defendants settled, and a check of an undisclosed amount had been requested. She filed suit last year accusing an officer of using excessive force during her booking process following an OVI arrest in November 2023. The suit also accused the township of failing to adequately train or supervise officers concerning arrest procedures and the use of force. An internal investigation later cleared the officer of wrongdoing. Miller had sought $1 million in damages. Law enforcement in Ashtabula County and California announced an arrest in connection with a cold case murder. Police charged 69-year-old Willie Sims of Jefferson, Ohio, in the murder of 24-year-old Jeanette Ralston on February 1, 1977 in San Jose, California. Charges were announced last week by the Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office, which said Sims murdered Ralston by tying a shirt around her neck and unsuccessfully tried to burn the car in which her body was found. The case went unsolved until a fingerprint was found on one of the woman's cigarette packs in August 2024. The fingerprint led to investigators asking the Ashtabula County Sheriff's Office to collect Sims' DNA, which police said was consistent with the DNA found on Ralston's fingernails and the shirt used to strangle her.